Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register.
What up?
And Dylan Shivery.
Billy boy.
You know what people have started saying that to me on Twitter?
Billy boy?
I'll just get responses that are like, hey, Billy. I'm like, hey, man, that's my thing. It's become a thing now.
I like it.
We're ready to talk about the sports.
Speaking of Twitter, though, you're on a run. I texted you last night to say that you had one of your best Twitter days in a while.
Yeah, I don't know why you think that.
You're on a run.
I appreciate it. The support is
usually I hate your Twitter account.
It's hurtful.
Usually it's trash 98% of the time, but the 2% is hitting right now.
Well, thanks.
Just saying. You're welcome.
It just feels like an underhanded compliment.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
What a compliment nonetless.
How would you grade Micah's
2%?
Oh, Micah has a trash Twitter account. I mean, it's just political stuff. I don't care about that.
I don't even understand most of the shit that he's retweeting.
And he's a big retweeter. Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Like he'll quote tweet a local government tweet with like ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then like calling someone like a bozo.
It's liberal propaganda, and then it's anti soccer takes. That's it. That's like 98. That's 98% of his personal brand right now.
But I'm super pumped.
I do enjoy
that.
Me some Micah, just not on Twitter.
Dude, I'm super pumped for that MLS team.
Okay, let's talk about this a little bit. We've talked about it before. The MLS has interest in bringing the Columbus Crew.
I'm in
Austin, and apparently, as Micah pointed out today on our company Slack channel, they have picked a potential spot for the stadium.
They haven't picked it. I mean, they're...
Whatever. It's the most prime possible location in the entire fucking
it's river.
City.
It's on the river.
It's like the
in
most,
downtown Austin.
The most expensive possible real estate and the most unrealistic location, but it would be the coolest thing in the world if they put a stadium there.
But there would be no parking.
Who cares? Dude, I stand by Barrett was saying, like, there's no parking anywhere anyway.
Just
walk. Where do you go and park?
Yeah, but there are no stadiums. Well, there's the
dude.
UT
it works
football
for
stadium,
ACL. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference? Just fucking Uber close and then walk in. It only needs to hold like 25,000 people. It's a soccer stadium.
Fair point.
Seems to work for Fenway in Boston. I feel like there's no parking there.
I mean, where do you go and park other than the office?
Yeah. Plus, there'll be like 300 people at this godforsaken stadium.
It's
anyway.
Going to sell out,
dude.
Every game. It's going to be incredible.
We would make such a mockery of it. It would be so much fun.
I can get on board for the mockery.
It'd be fun, man. I'm telling you.
It might because of the way Austin is, it could turn into like a social event too.
All we need is like one washed pro who everybody knows his name. Like one, like
we need Ronaldo.
We get like 45-year-old Ronaldo or something.
That
like
would
Ronaldinho.
Be
dude. It's
we
over.
Just go all in.
Get a jersey.
Get jerseys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Grow a ponytail.
Okay. You know what? Now I'm kind of feeling it because of the mockery factor.
But then we can become like. We can become like hooligans.
Yeah, no. Then we start fighting people in the streets and shit.
We just get fights.
Like Elijah Wood
spitting on women in the stands.
Okay,
dude. Soccer hooligans are no, dude.
They would sell alcohol at the games, right?
You can't watch soccer sober.
Of course not.
Can't you imagine Micah with a scarf on right now?
Absolutely.
Austin City.
Micah is a scarf boy.
Actually, I think one of his scarves is in the office next to us right now, the Budweiser one, and I just used it to dry my hands because there's no paper towels.
Hey, Micah, will you come with me to a game if only for the mockery factor of it all?
No.
Dude, we need you. We need you.
What
on
if
board
I buy your
this.
Ticket? That way you're not giving any money.
I'm not supporting these people. It's not happening, so we shouldn't get excited about it.
I really hope it does.
Dude, it sounds like it might happen.
It's happening. And this is how legitimate fandom starts. You're going to go as a mockery, and then you're slowly going to morph into it being your real life.
Maybe if they played like football there.
Yeah, it's a trash sport. Let's not
forget
that.
It wasn't
the
soccer.
Sport is terrible.
Dude, it's major league soccer.
It's a miserable spectating sport.
Soccer. I just want to be able to like go to a game and gamble on it. Like, we don't have anything. I mean, I'm not a UT guy, so Austin is totally void of sports teams that I have any interest in. I want this. I need it.
Me too.
I didn't know that property that they have picked out. I didn't know it was back there. There are softball fields back
there. It's like three. If you saw it, you'd be like, oh, that.
Man.
Have you ever run the trail? It's like three fields, like back to back to back, and there's always like little league games and shit going on there. Sometimes there's lacrosse.
Maybe.
It would be devastating to those children. But fuck those kids.
Those poor kids.
How will we reach those kids? Anyway, enough about the MLS. We lost all of our listeners in this MLS segment.
No, they're on board.
No, they want to be part of this movement. Let's talk about the Thursday night football game quickly. New Orleans Saints at Atlanta Falcons. Saints 9-3, Falcons 7-5. The line is currently Falcons minus one. The over-under is 51.5. Dan and I are both on Saints.
Yeah, the line concerns me, though. I mean, I have the money line for the Saints, so it doesn't really matter.
It's extremely concerning, but I still stand by. I don't know how you bet the Falcons here.
If y'all are on the Saints, I'm on the Falcons.
Started out New Orleans minus four. It is now Falcons minus one, minus 2.5.
Dylan's fading us. Yeah, that's never a good sign. That just basically means like a bunch of big dicks in Vegas have taken the Falcons.
Yep.
And then the morons like us jump on the Saints.
Give me that money line. And the Falcons have everything to play for here. Like, the Saints can afford a loss. And the Falcons, if they lose this game, are essentially out of the playoff race almost. That'll be their sixth loss.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think, well, like, even 10-6 might not be good enough for the playoffs this year in the NFC. So,
dude, I'm in on the New Orleans hype, though. Their defense is vastly improved.
Lattimore's going to be back. Great corner.
Kamara's an animal.
Yeah.
They're not even calling it a 1-2 running back punch. It's a 1-1 punch of Kamara and Ingram. It is scary, dude. Where did he go to college?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Man,
I think he was one of those underutilized guys there. He just kind of
blossomed. That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
That happens in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's always a random running back
who just comes out
of nowhere.
You play for Butch Jones. Mm. Oh, by the way, Tennessee hired a coach today.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
Jeremy
Bama,
Pruitt.
Bama, D.C.?
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Wasn't Arian Foster a running back from Tennessee that was underutilized in college as well?
Yes.
He also went undrafted.
Yeah. Hey, people of the University of Tennessee fans, y'all are still trash. Come at me.
Dude,
Micah, apologize.
We have upset.
They are trash.
We've upset the state of Tennessee.
Tennessee is a beautiful
place.
Everyone
in the Tennessee area, we apologize.
Oh, what is it? Rocky Top?
Great song. Yeah.
Rocky Top is a great song.
Do they have mountains in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
You've never been to Tennessee? It's
a
great state.
The Appalachian? Lashing?
Get a nice old cabin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got the whole Appalachian thing
going on, man. A lot of mountains there.
For some reason, Tennessee in my head is like Kansas, like just a flat.
No.
No, man.
Close.
No, I don't know.
There's actually some really pretty parts of Tennessee. I've been there.
Geography, not my strong suit.
Yeah, we knew that about you already.
Not my forte. But anyway, go Saints. But yeah. We'll continue the college football news. Jeremy Pruitt to Tennessee. Arkansas hired SMU's Chad Morris.
Yep. I like that hire.
Formerly a Lake Travis High School head coach.
I saw that our own David Ruff is making a push for Sumlin to SMU for some reason.
Mac Brown.
Oh, Mac Brown. Yeah. Sorry. Mac Brown, who, again, not sure why he would leave his cushy spot behind the broadcaster's table, but
his low stress cush
job.
I feel you.
He could follow in the footsteps of like June Jones, though, just kind of like quit on the team midway through the season.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
Willie Taggart got hired at FSU. A very emotional Willie Taggart.
His dream job.
Man, you did it. You did it, Willie.
He left Oregon after 1 year. Essentially pulled a Lane Kiffin at Tennessee.
Way to go, Willie.
Probably made an enemy out of Phil Knight.
You got your dream job. Yeah, Phil Knight strikes me as the guy that would, like, put a price on your head.
Yeah.
Even if it's 20 years down the line to avoid suspicion, like, you got to watch out if you're Willie here.
Is Florida State a Nike school? I feel like they are.
I think it is.
I feel like that might be a problem.
Phil Knight just turned 80 last week, so he probably won't put a hit on him 20 years from now. But
dude, Phil Knight is 80 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not realize that.
He's got deep pockets, man.
Yes, Florida State's a Nike school.
We used to always hit up Phil Knight for intramural jerseys because he was a Fiji and at Oregon.
Did he ever give
you to fuck off?
And he never responded because I'm sure every other chapter hit him up for jerseys.
Damn, man. Yeah, 79 years old. He turns 80 in February. Wow.
There was a college basketball tournament a couple weeks ago that was called the PK80. And I had no idea what it meant. And then when I think Duke ended up winning. It was the one that Texas played in. And he came out and handed out the trophy. And they were like, Phil Knight, 80.
Phil Knight has got those, like, old guy eyes that just make you look either like you have pink eye or you're stoned all the time. They're just irritated. I'm looking at pictures of him right now.
It's kind of how you look on the day-to-day.
That is how I look sometimes.
Yeah, you're just always blazed.
He's always on drugs.
Not because I'm always high, because it's just something wrong with
you. You're high right now.
Like, Phil, stop telling people that. Phil is one of those guys, it's like he wears sunglasses inside a lot, and that's why, because he has trash eyes.
His eyes are trash.
You know another person who
Well, yeah, Phil Knight's probably popping pills left and right.
Oh, I'm sure. You're 80 years old. You got to be pilled up. Puff Daddy, trash
he's
eyes.
He's got trash eyes?
Oh, my God. He's got beady little eyes, so he always has sunglasses.
Yeah, I've never seen him without sunglasses.
If you see him without, it's disturbing.
Hit us up on Twitter and tell us who else has trash eyes that we're forgetting about.
Yeah.
A lot of trash eyed people. There
are a lot of them out there.
Wait, but what's he going by now? Wasn't he trying to like change his name?
He's back to Puff Daddy, I think.
Did he?
Wait, didn't he change it to something weird?
He tried to change his name to Buddy Love, or Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Yeah, and then there was a pro wrestling manager from the 80s who went by Brother Love, called him out for it, and he claimed that it was a big joke. And so that's not true, but we know the truth.
I tend to believe Puff over anybody that wrestled in the 80s.
What are you talking about? No. Those are our heroes. Me and Mike, at least.
Nah, Puff is my hero. I'm Team Puff. Bad boy for life.
Damn.
Yeah. That's it for college news. Not
much. We got Army-Navy this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We do have Army-Navy this weekend. Navy minus three?
Yeah, I'm all over Army plus three.
Why?
Have you watched either of these teams play?
Yeah, well, we played Navy. But they run the same offense. It's going to be option, all game.
Hasn't that been all they've run for like 60 years?
The over-under is 8.
Dude, this game is every year, nobody's ever watched either of these teams, and every year, Army-Navy is a big deal.
It doesn't matter how bad Army is that year, and they're actually pretty decent this year. They're going to a bowl. But they always keep it close with Navy. I mean, Navy had that like 10-year streak of wins, but Army, I think, snapped it last year.
Do you remember this game last year, right after Trump won the election, and he showed up to the game, and then he talked about how the football wasn't very high quality, but the people were?
Yes. Yes. Just could have gone without that, but he just had to go there.
He's just a moron.
He's like, this isn't the best.
He has no filter, bro.
They throw the ball like twice a game.
Trump keeps it real.
Yeah, it's like a small high school game. That's the offense they run.
Quit being a snowflake, Dylan.
It's in Philly too this year. It's returning.
Don't call me a snowflake.
Oh, that's the worst term.
I remember. I think it was last year in the Vet. When they played this game, the stadium collapsed, or like part of the section collapsed and like hurt a bunch of servicemen.
That's not good.
No.
Respect the troops, stadium.
Well, it's gone. RIP Vet.
Veteran well, that's stadium. Why it's gone.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit.
Well, make a pick here, Dylan.
Since I am totally unfamiliar with both of these teams, I have not watched a single snap from either of them.
Great.
Obviously, Navy will cover.
I'm with you. I'm going with the seamen here.
Why, dude?
When in doubt.
Maybe respect the troops.
Go with the seamen.
I'm respecting the waterbound troops over the land troops in this current juncture of my life. Navy minus three. But Dan's all over Army.
Army plus three. Get the hook if you can.
Oh, my God.
Get the hook?
3.5.
Oh.
If you want to pay for it.
Yeah, the hook is the half a point. For those who are not familiar with The Hook.
I've never heard it called that.
Also, Hook, top 25 movie of all time.
That's
top 25?
That's false, but okay.
No, it is.
Well, no.
I refuse to hear.
Top 25 Peter Pan movie.
No, it's a top one Peter
it's
Pan
a top
movie.
Top 25 Dustin Hoffman movie.
Dude, he's a little man.
He's a little guy. Yeah.
Did he get accused of sexual harassment?
Probably. I don't know. They all did.
Dustin Hoffman, did. Sexual predator. Oh, no.
Don't Google that.
That's the first
terrible.
Thing that pops up. Yeah, it looks like he got in trouble.
He got popped.
He got
killed it in Rain Man. Killed it.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, they all did.
And now Hollywood's burning to the ground.
Dude, it's chaos. It's starting to leak into the sports world. I don't know if we have this on the rundown, but we can discuss it. Houston Oilers legend Warren Moon is in very hot water at the moment.
Saw that.
For extremely creepy behavior. Essentially, he was hiring personal assistants.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Demanding that they wear skimpy thongs and share a bed with him on road trips. And that he have, and I quote, unfettered access, end quote, to the bathroom while they showered. So he could come and go from the bathroom as he pleased. Unfettered access.
That's in the contract?
Was like part of their
Damn.
Job description. Anyway, not good for Warren.
So he can just like go open the shower curtain and be like, hey, it's in the contract, babe. Sorry.
Do whatever. You just take a shit or crank or do whatever.
That's not a good
look. I don't think it was included in the contract. That would be pretty damning.
That's not a good look.
No, it's not, Warren. What are you doing, dude?
Respect people's privacy, their bodies, Warren.
Which to me really says a lot about the Tennessee Titans as an organization that Warren Moon would do these things.
No, the Houston Oilers.
No. The Tennessee Titans. That's what they're called now.
That's right, Dan.
Those dirty bastards.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad look for Warren. I wish I could say he was a childhood hero of mine, but I always had a feeling, you know?
Is that right?
I always had a feeling that he needed unfettered bathroom access.
There was something about Warren Moon where it kind of makes sense now.
Yeah, it's the unfettered bathroom access. Yeah. You know, me and Dylan have that same arrangement.
Yeah, that's true. We traveled a few times together for work. We always share a hotel room, and yeah. It's just a kind of an unspoken agreement. It's unfettered when we cross into the bathroom.
Now, we were talking about this the other day on Twitter. It came up, but like Dylan was saying how he just doesn't understand how all these Hollywood guys like showing people their cranks without permission. And I was like, dude, you literally did that to me. And he did on a road trip in College Station. Just took it out.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, come on, man.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah, you did it.
You asked for it.
Said
though.
Something about like, look at my dad dick or something like that.
I did not. Come on now.
Oh, you did.
Come on.
No, you did. It's time for people to know about this. Yeah. I have been harassed.
That actually did happen.
This is Ross's me.
But anyway, I wasn't sexually harassing anybody, and there were no females were present.
I feel harassed.
This is Ross's Me Too story.
It is. Hashtag.
The ESPN article about Warren Moon is nice enough to drop this tidbit that in May 1995, while quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, Moon was sued by a Vikings cheerleader who accused him of offering her cash for sex. It was settled out of court.
That's illegal.
That's prostitution. Solicitation.
That is.
It shouldn't be funny, but it is.
I don't approve
of
that.
Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? You attempted to pay a cheerleader for sex?
I'm a big fan of what Fred Smoot and that Minnesota Viking team used to do with their sex boats.
Oh, that was incredible. Until they got busted. Now they can't do that anymore. But yeah, having a boat that all of your teammates go on that's just filled with prostitutes, that's a team bonding experience. That's how you create a winning
culture.
Yeah. Yeah. With hookers.
Shouts to Fred Smoot.
Fred Smoot. I didn't come into this podcast thinking we'd be talking about Fred Smoot
and
hooker boats, but here we are. Yeah. Speaking of which, if you got a hooker boat trip coming up and you need something nice to wear to impress the hookers, manoutfitters.com.
It's going to be a little chilly on the
water.
Trying
to flex up on the bow of that boat when the hookers are all around you. Get yourself some gear.
Yeah, or if you need something special to wear on the poop deck of the boat, use the code UNDERBOY on manoutfitters.com to get 15% off your entire order.
What a stupid promo code.
You get 15% off of any order of $150 or more, including free shipping. UNDERBOY on manoutfitters.com. As Dan said, plenty of clothing to keep you warm. As Dylan said, on the bow of the boat when you're trying to stunt for the hookers. tons of Patagonia.
Grairs.
Fleeces.
True Grit. Actually, the True Grit that I'm wearing today is on sale, something like 20% off.
I see it over there on the chair. I want to touch it.
Oh, everybody wants to touch it, man.
It's soft.
Wait till I put it on to touch it, though.
Okay. Patagonia Better Sweaters. Snap tees, they look good, man. If you need some, if you're looking to re-up, need a new snap tee or a better sweater, now's the time. Christmas time, it's winter. Here it's like rainy and miserable outside. Jogger pants, we got Vineyard Vines, chinos, great long sleeve tees. Rowdy Gentleman on manoutfitters.com too. Underboy, use the code Underboy. 15% off, impress the hookers. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk about all the biggest NFL games of the week. Some NFL news, bunch of NBA this week, even in a Major League Baseball story, and it's the off season. But that's just how much we love America's pastime, and the Olympics. We had stuff, Olympic news. Be right back.
Welcome to the Boer Slow Zone podcast, where we teach you how to do things that we don't know how to do by learning how to do them for you on the podcast.
I'm Jared Borslow, and I work full-time at Grand X Inc., putting out content for America's most impressionable 18 to 34-year-old morons.
And I'm Jeff Borslow, and I'm just happy to be here.
Help yourself to our self-help podcast.
In the coming weeks, you'll learn how to get Twitter verified,
launch a successful music career,
go viral on social media,
make your own clothing brand,
trade some stocks,
get a good night's sleep,
talk to ghosts,
listen to a podcast,
download the latest Flash plugin,
cheat on your sister.
What?
Join us on our journey to make you the best you that we can make you.
This podcast is coming soon to Grand X Labs, so subscribe to Grand X Labs wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Time to talk about the NFL. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the week, I believe, but now that the Giants have shed their... Who is coaching their team now? Is there an interim? The New York Giants?
Is Spagnuolo still there?
Nobody even knows.
No one really knows.
No clue.
Well, it's if you Google it...
Spagnuolo, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's still around.
If you Google
making
it...
Making the rounds.
Oh, yeah, here's a headline. Can Steve Spagnuolo stop the Giants' free fall?
No.
No, probably not. But Eli's going to start. And Geno Smith is apparently unhappy with this, which... I feel like if you're Geno Smith, you just need to keep your mouth shut and be happy that you're anywhere and being paid for it. Your name is Geno.
Why is he unhappy about it? I mean, I understand he wants to be starting.
Because he got the job for one game.
How can he be vocally unhappy about this?
Yeah, he had the job for one game, and then that coach got canned.
He got the coach fired in 24 hours. Dude, it's probably his agent telling him to, like, express anger so that he can... There's always money plays behind this shit, but... Dude, if I was Eli, I'd tell these guys to stick it up their asses. You're going to run me back out there? You broke my streak for no reason so you could fire McAdoo, get Geno Smith one start, and now you want me to go back out there? Fuck that, dude. I'd hold out till next year and go to the Broncos. It's the Manning way. That's what he should be doing. But nobody cares. Nobody cares about the New York Giants. I don't even know if people in New York care about the rest of the season for the Giants.
No, probably not.
Roger Goodell, is he going to sign it,
no,
or did he already
signed just signed a contract till 2024.
Is it $200 million?
Why do they keep paying this guy so much money? Has anyone done a shit job?
He's done a terrible job.
Man. Interest in the NFL is at an all-time low.
He got shredded by that dude on the Steelers. Did you see that locker room interview?
What's he making, like $50 million a year? Like an absurd amount of money?
I think it's 20.
I think they upped it.
I don't think... Yeah. I think it's 20 with incentives up to 40 or something like that.
With a PJ? For life?
I don't know. The guy does well.
Mike Mitchell, the Steelers safety, is the guy that just went apeshit on Goodell. The NFL as a whole, all their disciplinary measures, the rules, the way things work, how different punishments can be for different things game to game.
Well, it's a mess.
He called Matt Hasselbeck an asshole.
Yeah, that was good.
which is pretty funny. We need to bring back calling people asshole. I feel like that's faded from the forefront.
Well, he called Mike Mitchell a dirty player.
Which is, as Mike Mitchell pointed out, this motherfucker's never met him.
And I believe he's the one who put the hit on Antonio Brown in the end zone when he caught that touchdown catch. Is that right?
And I think that's why he called him that.
Yeah, and he got flagged, of course. I think this is what prompted all this.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't even know what to think about this shit anymore.
The relationship between commentators or sports pundits and players is never going to be good in the NFL.
Isn't somebody subbing in for Collinsworth the last few games of the season?
Is he?
Why?
No, I forget who the athlete is, or the former player is subbing in for Collinsworth.
What is it Kurt Warner?
Yeah. Kurt Warner, yeah.
What for? I like Collinsworth.
Giving Kurt Warner a little run at the end of the season.
Was Collinsworth going on vacation?
I have no idea.
I like Collinsworth, too.
Like Kurt Warner, though.
I think he probably saves his vacay days for the offseason.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I like when they bring up Kurt Warner's backstory and talk about him being a bag boy.
Yeah, bagging groceries.
I love Kurt Warner. Yeah, he's calling the games with Mike Tirico. Fun. Bears and Lions. Man, everybody's going to watch that one.
Do you know Tirico has made it public that he doesn't think he's black? He thinks he's Italian.
What?
Is that real?
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. He thinks he's Italian.
Okay. I don't know. You know, I can't speak one way or the other. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about this shit. Yeah. Look, man, whatever you want to identify as, that's cool. I mean, I'm just a white guy.
Mike Tirico, also well-known creep.
Really?
Yeah, there's some
You're
stuff.
You're throwing
in
this out there.
No, there's some stuff in the ESPN book about him doing some very strange things to women.
Is that so? Can you mm-hmm. recall any of them specifically?
I shall Google it for you and read you the response in a moment.
Okay, thank you. Because Mike Tirico's face alone, just kind of the way he looks, would make him a very entertaining creep to me. I'm sure it's what? Not entertaining. He looks cartoonish. He's a little bit goofy looking. The fact that he would creep on women doesn't shock me.
Okay. I'll let you have that one. It'll be yours only.
The Cleveland Browns fired their VP after going 1-27 in their last 28 games.
Is that the guy that used to work for the Mets?
I think so.
What
Wait,
is their
no,
VP responsible would, for? It,
nobody knows. They just had to fire
Football
somebody.
Operations, right?
It's like a random guy Isn't just on the Elway payroll. Does?
Is he not? Who's their GM? Maybe we should start there.
Well, let me tell you. It's Sashi Brown. He's the executive vice president. Maybe he's the one that just got fired.
Yeah, I think that they tried to reorganize their front office with weird titles.
Oh, yeah.
So
he
essentially
fired.
Is the GM, I think.
Sashi is the one who just caught the axe. He's gonzo. But the Browns need to continue sucking. This is their brand at
They're
this point.
To, yeah,
this
you're
is
right.
their brand.
I kind of agree with
it's
that.
It's part of sports that the Cleveland Browns are awful, and it keeps the balance in the world that we need.
Just keep stacking those first overall picks.
Equilibrium.
Keep adding to that jersey with quarterbacks in the last like decade.
Yeah, they can't really find a quarterback.
God, that shit's depressing.
They just can't find one.
The Texans were getting dangerously close to establishing a Browns-esque list pre-Deshaun Watson.
Last quarterback to win a game for the Browns was Johnny Manziel.
Dude, I saw that on Instagram yesterday. That is a depressing stat.
Is it time to bring back Johnny?
No. The guy who can't even get into the Canadian Football League was the last guy to lead your team to a victory on the field.
He hasn't apparently seen a gem or he looks like trash.
He looks soft.
Yeah.
And small.
He's built like J-Bone.
Just married that.
Living his best life.
He married that Instagram model and just mailed it in.
Did they get married? I think they're just engaged right now.
Whatever.
Manziel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's engaged.
Like his girlfriend from college that he...
No, man. No. Oh. This is like Different a chick. Full-blown Instagram model he proposed to.
I have some Mike Tirico creepiness to share.
Thank God.
Hit us with it.
The book, the ESPN book that was written by... that was written a few years ago, says that six different women eventually came forward against Tirico being creepy. In one story after a house party, he told a woman that she was beautiful and you're the most beautiful woman in here. She told him to fuck off, and then he chased her to her car and shoved his hand into through her window and tried to reach between her legs. That was one. And then the other...
Mike, what are you doing, bro? Why? Tirico.
And then the other disturbing one, he was talking to his producer, and he had often confided that he wanted to sleep with her, and then one time during March Madness, he said, I wish I was single. If I was, I would throw you on the table right here and fuck your brains out. She claims, he added, I know you want to screw me, so let's leave.
Okay.
She then told him to stop, and allegedly he chased after her in his car, and she was in her car.
Dude.
He was waving his hand in a motion that she interpreted to mean pull over. Instead, she continued driving, increasing her speed significantly, and Tirico increased his speed as well, staying alongside her.
Okay.
Look, you got to stop chasing after girls, Mike.
Especially in your
That's
vehicle.
That's a bad look.
In your vehicle? Psycho?
I mean, he did many things wrong, but chasing after someone who's clearly trying to evade is a terrible look.
Yeah, it's a crime. I believe it's stalking.
It should be. Yeah,
man.
Damn, what?
He's one of those guys that, from the way he looks like this gentle teddy bear, goofy motherfucker. But turns out he'll chase you in his car
and tell you he wants to fuck your brains out
on the table, right now.
Jeez.
Creeps are getting exposed.
Not a good time to be a creep.
Don't be a creep, man.
2017, not the year of the creep. We'll see how next year is, but the only person immune to all this is the president, which is hysterical.
Micah just sneezed dabbed.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
He did.
Like hit the dab.
He hit the dab to cover his sneeze, but he did like an exaggerated dab motion.
Respect. Biggest games of the week include the Minnesota Vikings. They're 10-2. 10-2.
Yep.
At the Carolina Panthers. Line is mini minus 3. Over-under is 41. Man, I know we have to make a pick because we're talking about the game, but I'm just saying personally, I no longer bet on Panthers games because it's fucking impossible to determine which of their teams is going to show up.
Yeah, you don't know how banged up Cam is.
I know which one's going to show up this time. The good one. And for that reason, I'm taking Carolina.
Ooh. Wow, okay. I think I have to take Minnesota. I'm just going to ride Keenum until the wheels fall off, which they inevitably will. But
I'm going to fade Minnesota just in hopes that the Eagles can lock down home field advantage.
If the Eagles win this week and the Vikings lose, does that happen?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, but it gets you one step closer?
Yes.
Okay. We've also got the Raiders at the Chiefs. 2-6-6 teams just battling for first place in the AFC West. What an exciting division.
Kansas City minus 4. That's who I'm taking.
Raiders. Give me the Raiders plus 4.
How many games has Kansas City lost straight? 4? 5? 6?
4, I believe.
They're due, Dan.
They are due. Is Oakland? Yeah, Kansas City. It's hard to go into Arrowhead and pick up a W. Let's go with the Chiefs.
Okay. Seattle. Seahawks 8-4 at the Jacksonville Jaguars 8-4. The line is Jags minus 2. Will their defense hold it down enough to cover that?
In Jacksonville, no.
No?
No.
I'm going to go with Dan's word and take Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Seattle
plus
2.
I got the Jags because y'all don't know shit.
Okay. Eagles 10-2 at Rams 9-3. This has got to be the game of the week, I would assume.
Fuck, is there going to be, I mean, all those fires are going on right now.
Dude.
Yeah.
The Rams are favored.
They had to cancel practice, I believe.
Is that going to be a problem with the game? Like, around the stadium going to be on fire?
You know, I don't know where their stadium is.
No one really knows.
I remember there with the forest fires, the Cal, was it Washington State game? There was, like, people wearing gas masks or, like, oxygen masks or whatever to the game.
Yeah, I saw a lady in a gas station yesterday wearing one of those doctor's masks.
Oh, that's what I meant.
What are they doing?
The surgical mask?
I
don't know, man.
You're freaking everybody out.
Maybe she has the flu. She doesn't want to spread it.
Stay indoors. Don't wear that out in public. You're freaking me out.
I got the Rams minus 2.5, by the way. Lock it in.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, I'm going to go Philly money line.
Eagles off the loss. Yeah, Eagles money line. But, yeah, it's going to be concerning how the fires affect this game.
I think they'll be good. This will be a good game, assuming that the stadium's not just on fire or filled with smoke. But I do think Philly coming off a loss, and LA is good, but I think Philly's better. I don't know.
Did you see those videos of the
city, dude, it's just crazy.
It's insane.
Looks like it's a CGI from a movie.
The gates of hell.
That's why you.
People were like those videos. People were driving towards it. That didn't seem like the right move.
The fire can't come onto the road because the roads can't be on fire, right? It's just trees and stuff, wood.
Yeah.
Do you respect wood?
Dan doesn't respect wood.
Sunday night, Baltimore Ravens 7-5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 10-2 now as well.
Pitt, I got Pitt.
Pittsburgh minus 5 is the line. Over-under is 44. Dylan's on Pitt minus 5. Dan, what do you think?
Give me the points. Give me Baltimore.
Baltimore plus 5. Shit.
Hit that under. Under 44, too.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh at home. Minus 5. The Monday night game is New England at Miami. We'll pick that on Monday's podcast.
New England.
I think we can all safely say we're going to probably pick the Patriots. I think the line's like yet. I think it's like 9.
That's it? Last time it was 17, wasn't it?
Holy shit.
Wow.
And they covered, I think.
I've got 11.5 at Miami.
11.5, huh?
See how that changes by Monday, sirs.
I'll take the Patriots no matter what.
Yeah, I'd still probably take the Pats at 11.5, but we'll decide Monday. Things will change. On to the NBA. The Cavs have won 13 straight now after their trash start. Isaiah Thomas is coming back soon. D. Rose is rejoining the team, apparently like apologized for his absence. So did he not get paid during that time period, I'm assuming? You can't just walk away, right? Because if you can, it's genius.
Who are you talking about?
Derrick Rose, who took a leave of absence from the Cavaliers.
Wasn't even aware of this.
He was deciding whether or not he was going to play basketball anymore.
That's not what you want from your point guard.
And it's not what, well, they went on a 13-game win streak when he was gone. Maybe you don't want him to come back, you know?
Did he just, like, disappear off the face of the map again? What's his deal?
Remember
when he was with the Knicks, he just didn't show up for a game?
Is he just a total head case or what?
I think because of the injuries and stuff, man. He's one of those guys. Like the MVP he won was like a voter fatigue year. It should have been LeBron. D. Rose's total lack of being able to stay healthy since then, just massive disappointment of a career. But anyway, LeBron claimed that he's been preparing for Isaiah Thomas's return by playing NBA 2K.
Saw that.
And that got a ton of run.
What an idiot.
He has to have been being paid by NBA 2K, right?
He doesn't need money.
Is he just fucking around?
He's got a billy.
No, he seemed like he was dead serious, but I don't know. Rockets, my boys, have won 7 straight, have not lost with Chris Paul in the lineup, and have the best record in the West.
James Harden might be the best player in the NBA this year.
He might. He might have been last year, too. Might have been the year before that. But people love Russell Westbrook and those triple-doubles, man. They love to talk about that shit. I saw a stat yesterday, or today even, about Steph Curry got hurt. You know, he's out like 3 weeks with a... He rolled the fuck out of his ankle. If you go watch the footage, it looked like his foot was about to snap off. But Durant got his 8th career triple-double in the first game with Steph out of the lineup. 8th career triple-double. Westbrook probably has like 13 already this season or some shit. Last year he had like 120. It just tells you how stupid that stat is.
Yeah.
If Durant's only had 8 in his career, you telling me you'd pick Russell Westbrook over Kevin Durant?
I think Durant
has
like
fuck out of here.
3 ejections this year.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Because people keep talking shit probably about his Twitter.
The more irrational and angry Kevin gets, the more I start to like him again. He's embracing the evil and the bad side of his brand. And I love it.
Do you think he's just mad? He's just pent up because he can't get it out online anymore?
Dude, son.
He can't be mad online anymore.
He's getting memed to death, too.
Like, he is.
He just gets slaughtered on
Twitter.
Dude,
he's been getting killed for like 700 consecutive days on the internet. At some point, that gets to you. And he's starting to tell everybody just to go fuck themselves. He got ejected, and then he yelled, fuck you, at the ref after the fact, in the middle of the court. Just for doing his job.
He was trying to fight Boogie the other day, wasn't he?
Not really. I mean, they had words, but dude, come on. Nobody in their right mind would attempt to fight Boogie Cousins. That he would squash Kevin Durant like a bug.
This is true.
He would break him in half.
Not the move if you're KD. But yeah. Anyway, Steph's out. This is what the Rockets need. This is what everybody who doesn't want to see the exact same thing happen again this year needs, is for
injuries.
A couple of guys on the Warriors to go down. And they've got injury-prone dudes. Durant's injury-prone. I don't wish an injury on him or anything like that, but like it would help if, you know, Steph Curry missed a couple more months. Maybe we get Draymond Green out for a little while. That's what we need in the NBA, so I'm happy with this. Take your time healing that ankle. And also, Steph, he's one of those guys where, like, once you hurt one part of your body, everything starts to snowball.
Well, he's had ankle problems.
So I feel good about this. I'm happy about this. Go Rockets. LiAngelo Ball was pulled from UCLA by LeVar, father of the Ball family.
Crazy man.
Also, LiAngelo, he calls him Jello. G-E-L-O.
Is he an actual NBA talent, though?
No.
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 Apparently he...
His dad thinks he is, of course.
Of course. And apparently
no,
he...
No, I think LeVar even acknowledges that Jello is the bad ball. That he's not very good.
I can't imagine being one of this dude's kids.
He's the middle child. He's gonna off himself at some point.
Damn, Dan.
Dan's calling a suicide right now. Live on the show. Calling a shot. Apparently, yeah, all the scouts and NBA experts were like, this guy's not getting drafted.
He wasn't playing at UCLA.
But LeVar wants him and the other one, the younger one. What's his name? The youngest?
LaMelo.
He's trash at basketball.
He wants him to go play together in Europe and be on the same team. And eventually he wants all of these balls on the Lakers team together. It's a whole squad of balls just running around with
That's
bad
too
hair.
Many balls on one team.
A lot of balls.
They probably set their own team.
The big baller brand. Whatever, man.
I'm not going to hate it when this guy is yesterday's news. I'm sick of him.
It's going to be a while.
They could get paid for a while. They go over to China, play in China for a little bit.
But the youngest one.
Play in Turkey.
The youngest one is like, what, like 16, 17, right?
He's a child.
Doesn't he already have an agent? Like he's already like... lost his amateur status, I think.
He's the one who scored like 95 points in a high school game, but it turns out they were playing like the school of the blind.
Well, yeah, and then LeVar tried to get his head coach fired before the season, and the school wouldn't fire him, so he just pulled him out of the school and homeschooled him. So I think he did hire an agent, and he will never play high school or college basketball.
Yeah, I would pay premium pay-per-view.
I believe he's 16.
Premium pay-per-view dollars to see LeVar Ball homeschooling a child.
And this kid weighs like 110 pounds soaking wet. Like, he's a little dude.
He's just a little guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, a few months ago, him and he was playing Zion Williamson's, like, AAU team. And I remember, like, the gym was packed. And, like, they had NBA players there just to watch the game. LeBron.
Yeah, because of Zion.
Yeah, because of Zion. Yeah.
He's a absolute freak of nature.
Probably the best dunker alive.
Badass name.
And he's in high school.
He's incredible.
In Major League Baseball, 54-year-old Rafael Palmeiro apparently wants to make a return.
I've seen this story, or this headline, I should say, across my Twitter feed for the last couple days. I refuse to believe it. I don't buy it at all. What's happening here, really?
I do not know.
On PTI yesterday, they said that if he were to play in one Major League game and then retire again, his Hall of Fame eligibility would reopen. And so people are thinking he's thinking like maybe 10 years from now, people will think less of the steroids.
Wow. Savvy. Well, I mean, he hasn't played in the majors since 2005.
Once you turn like 36, you can't hit a major league fastball anymore. 36 to 38, somewhere in there. So this is just a charade of, I mean, this is
like Bernie Mac coming back for Mr. 3000.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to one of the GOATs.
Shouts to the Mac family.
Yeah.
Just coming back trying to get his hits.
In Olympic news, Russia has been banned from the Winter Olympics for the doping scandal.
Love this story.
What I don't understand is this whole concept that Russian athletes can now participate in the Winter Olympics still, if they're clean.
Under a neutral flag.
Under a neutral flag and with more stringent drug testing than the rest of the athletes. What purpose does that serve?
I think they're like...
I mean, if they win a medal, it will not belong
look,
to Russia.
I get it. They don't want to punish the entire country. They want Russian athletes to be able to participate. The Russian athletes who didn't violate...
Right, these people that have been...
Which is like 2% of them.
But that's... Training their entire life for
that's
at least
kinda,
4 years.
Dude, but the whole
this.
Point... Like, what? So now we're just going to have medals going to, like, this
unnamed
yes.
ghost state?
Yes.
The Olympics.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
They're going to take gold medals away from Americans who didn't dope.
Here's the thing,
or
though.
Did dope
these,
and didn't get
these
caught.
These people are clean.
Putin's still going to claim them, for sure.
These people are clean.
Like, I don't care if they're clean. Their country's dirty.
Their country's fucked up. What's this chick's name? Well, the best like figure skater in the world is Russian, and she refuses to go. She's like, if I can't wear my colors, then I'm not going.
Yevgenia Medvedeva.
I think she's kind of cute, too.
She looks fucking nuts, like crazy as a fox.
Yeah, well, she's Russian.
And I think there's something with the hockey rules now for the Olympics that like most countries aren't going to send NHL players, but like Russia was going to, like under threat of just like, you're going to play for Russia, you're going to fucking die. Like,
you want to know what developed my semi like Russian chick fetish?
Tell me.
Is Xenia Cervenaya Onatopp from the movie GoldenEye. And I don't even think she's Russian, the character, but she's something from
Eastern
around there.
European.
I need pics, man.
What do you mean pics? All right, I'll get you some. But she kills people with sex, which
Ooh,
is...
That's why you're into her.
Maybe. She was born in the... This is a fake character, by the way. She was born in the Georgian Soviet Socialist Republic. Smoke. Here, Dylan, I'll get you some pics.
I appreciate
Google,
you.
Google Xenia Onatopp if you...
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's been in a few movies that
oh,
I've
yeah.
seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Need to see the other ones. Anyway, that's where I got
Wait,
that.
Wait, she's the mom in Taken.
No. No, dude.
Dude, yes it is.
No way.
Look it up, player.
Fuck. This is... This
Look
isn't
it up, player.
This He's, isn't sports related.
She's the ex-wife of Homeboys.
Holy shit, you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Yep.
Super
Nailed it.
Super recognizer, Dylan.
I don't forget a face, man. You know that.
American Ambassador Nikki Haley casts doubt as to whether we should send athletes to South Korea because of the North Korean nuclear threat. You got to think that's a legitimate concern here, fellas.
Nah, I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh. So not a legitimate concern.
No.
Don't believe that...
Didn't Un just Photoshop, like, pictures of missiles or something? Didn't that just come out?
They like to use
yeah,
CGI.
But he is firing, like, actual missiles over there. That stuff's real.
In yeah, Japanese but into, waters. Like, water.
Yeah. Just, like, flybys. Like, hey, look, check me out.
Speaking of which, isn't just, that some kind of, like...
He's just flexing on everybody.
It's a terrible flex.
It's not a good flex. And a costly flex, too.
A costly flex. It's environmentally unsafe.
Yeah.
What about those fish?
What about those kids?
What about those kids? Can you imagine, though? There's like an octopus just trying to find some plankton or something. Just a fucking South North Korean
That's
missile.
That's what you're worried about?
I'm worried about the aquatic life.
Calamari?
Damn.
That's what I'm worried about. Because I think about every form of life I respect.
Does Kim Jong-un, does he hate... South Koreans more, or does he hate Americans more?
South Korea.
I think he just hates everybody.
Well, he really hates Americans.
No, he loves
He hates Western civilization.
Well, just that's one citizen, Dan.
But he's an American. I feel like he doesn't like a single
he
South
Korean.
He hates
America.
What's with Rodman? What are you doing?
He's a psycho, man.
Idiot.
Micah?
Little NBA breaking news. Kawhi Leonard to make his season debut Saturday night. At Phoenix.
Oh, wow. That's exciting stuff.
It is
we
exciting.
We are back.
You never left. The Spurs have been fine without him.
Championship.
It's true. We've been on a 7-game winning streak without him.
I need to start adding.
How'd you whisper that?
I need to start adding Spurs so notes good. Into this rundown.
God. The most exciting thing about the Spurs is their coach.
Yeah, he's the best coach in sports.
Well.
He is.
Okay, maybe.
Micah, back me up. Micah says yes.
I think the Spurs organization is the best run organization in sports.
Most of it is Pop.
A lot of it is Pop. A lot of it's the GM.
Pop's the man.
Great front office all around. But whatever. The backdoor cover hotline is open. The number is 800-392-6344. You can call, ask us a question, rant, talk about sports, talk about Kim Jong-un.
Talk about aquatic life.
Talk about aquatic life. Save the aquatic life. We've got two calls this week, 800-392-6344. Here's the first call for this week.
Hey, Backdoor Cover. This is Jake from St. Louis. You know, on Monday you guys are talking about, like, girls adding, like, a Y to your name. And, like, Dylan, you said they called you Dilly and Ross. They called you Rossi. Dan, I'm curious to know what they called you, since like Danny's a name that I guess like people like choose to go by for some reason. But my other question is, like, what's the worst, like the worst cutesy name somebody's called you? Like I had an ex-girlfriend that called me Pooh Bear. And that didn't make sense because I like wearing pants. Like I'd say probably 85% of days or more, I'd wear like shorts or pants. Probably. Yeah. Generous 85. And Winnie the Pooh, he never does. It's in the books. He never wears pants. So it didn't make sense. I'm just curious. Let me know.
Pooh Bear is a really, really bad one. I've been lucky. My significant others have not called me any pet names, really. One recent one called me Babe like 3 or 4 times, and I cringed each time. I'm not a Babe guy. I know you are,
man,
Bill.
I'm permanently. I think that's all I am.
Yeah,
now.
You're Babe. You're Babe.
I'm just Babe. I don't even remember the last time I got called by my actual name. I'm just Babe now.
What's worse, Babe or Baby?
Baby's worse.
You know what? I honestly do not care. Like, whatever. As long as you're calling me something, just paying attention to me in some way, shape, or form, I'm cool with it.
Aw, boo.
I got an uncle that calls me Rastafarian.
That's good.
But that's not in a sexual way. That's like, we're just boys.
Right.
Yeah. And I like that because I'm down with Jamaican culture and the Rasta ways, you know? Smoke something, bitch.
Also, Jake, what am I supposed to go by other than Danny? Like, what is a girl going to call me?
But it is tough because adding Y to yours just gives you a normal name.
Yeah. But I don't.
But
go by
what
Danny.
Else would you do?
I don't go by that.
By Danny?
Y'all had any other cheesy ones like he was saying, like Pooh Bear-esque?
You know what I believe the worst one in existence is? And I'm sorry to anybody who gets called Pookie. What the fuck is that? What in the hell?
No one does that like with any sincerity,
dude,
though,
I think
right?
People do. There's sick people out there.
That's disturbing.
Pookie? Well, who invented that?
That is disturbing. Of course, Micah calls his girlfriend Boo Boo.
But I like that. I respect that.
That's, I think it's funny.
Boo. Not to her face, though. Just behind her back.
Boo.
Okay.
What? Boo and Boo Boo are great.
She's Boo-boo. Just referred to, when speaking of my girlfriend, I just refer to Boo Boo.
Does she know that, though?
She does not listen to these podcasts.
It's better than what you used to call her.
I will usually just
Are y'all ready for the second call?
I usually just shorten the name of the girl that I'm with. Like, the first syllable of her name, usually.
On the side of, like, female secrecy and, like, keeping things from your woman, you know how we have, like, Twitter is its own world, right? Like, Twitter is what it is. It's crazy, but most people are not on Twitter. A lot of people, anyway. Most people are not on Twitter. I think right. That's a fact. And it's like, it's my safe place where I can say whatever I want, whenever I want.
And you do.
And I do. My wife is considering getting back on Twitter. Uh-oh. She, like, brought it up yesterday. She's like, I'm thinking about getting back on Twitter. And my defense mechanism was just to completely lack a response at all. I just sat there.
You shut down. You'll have to block her.
I shut down. Yeah.
Does
I can't
not
block
compute.
Her.
No,
obvious.
Yeah, you will. You're going to have to. But, like, your parents are on there.
Yeah,
I see
but that's...
Deb and Steve on there.
But that's different, man. My parents understand the game, you know? They know.
So when you type in all caps, suck my dicks or suck our dicks.
Suck our dicks.
They're like, oh, that's just, oh, there's Rossi doing his thing.
I don't know what they think about that, to be honest.
That's just Ross being rambunctious.
I've never asked, like, hey, what do you think about when I say suck our dicks? But that's sports, man. That's sports, you know? That's locker room talk for guys. That's just how we say, we won. Suck our dicks.
That's Steven the mentioned just about 30 minutes ago.
Actually, yeah?
Talking about Festivus.
I saw my brother on there.
Yeah,
talking to y'all earlier too.
All kinds of bowling topics.
Anyway,
a
whole squad on Twitter, but not the wife. She needs to stay away. I'm trying to tweet at Emily Radzikowski and shit. It's Beyonce. You know, they're not going to respond, but I need that.
Of course.
Next call.
What's going on, fam? If you were the number one quarterback recruit in the country, high school, what college would you go to play for and why?
Holy shit, somebody actually asked like a legit sports question.
Great question. I've thought about this many times.
I've written a column about this.
We'll talk about it then.
I think we should, for the sake of the discussion,
break it down.
Not eliminate your like favorite team, but just pretend like you're neutral for
okay,
a second.
Okay, so not the Longhorn. You can't.
Right. I'm not just going to say Texas.
Right. It's okay.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want that much pressure on me.
If I'm a quarterback,
Dan just doesn't want it.
I'm probably not going to be in the SEC because of the nature of the league.
Death threats.
It's not a quarterback.
It's not a quarterback
driven conference.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe USC.
That was the first one that popped into my
head. I'm thinking it's a Pac-12 school.
Maybe USC.
You want to be competitive. You want to be laid back. You don't want to have too much pressure on you.
You want to be in Compton.
Maybe Wisconsin.
You want to have some good looking girls.
Wisconsin.
Not Wisconsin. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
It's a dope town. They're always good. Always.
Dude, it's Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin is a dope town.
I've never been. I don't know. I just assume it was like a bunch of, you know, like corn and something.
What?
Potatoes?
No, Wisconsin's,
that's Idaho.
Wisconsin's cool.
No, it's cheese.
Cheese. That's what they make.
Big cheese.
State. I love cheese. Never mind.
USC, they are. They have quarterbacks that they put into the league as well.
You're USC, in California?
But you're in a, they're in L.A., though.
That's okay.
LA's kind
USC
of
quarterback, you know place. He gets California Instagram model ass.
I would. My one of my recruiting trips would be to Notre Dame, too.
No, hell
just
no.
Just see what it's about.
Hell no.
In Man, middle you, of Indiana, you and me have South very Bend? Different standards for this.
I'm going to either Boulder, I'm going to Colorado, I'm going to Arizona, or I'm going to ASU.
See, I'm trying to prepare myself for the league.
I'm preparing myself.
Dan just
like,
wants to get high and get have ass. Sex with co-eds.
I'm with Dan.
I'm looking at the NFL here.
I'm looking at Pepperdine. I'm looking at University
Pepperdine.
Of Colorado Boulder.
Pepperdine have a football
Pepperdine
team?
Pepperdine doesn't have a D1 program.
Quiet down. And I'm looking at you know the one big D1 school that I would consider is Arkansas because Fayetteville is badass.
What Fayetteville?
Dude, yeah. See, that's the one that I've been to. That I know about, like you know about Nebraska or whatever.
If I was going to the SEC, I would
Wisconsin,
definitely be
sorry.
Georgia.
Ooh, that's a good option, too.
Yes.
It would be Georgia if I'm
that's
in the SEC.
That's a good option.
Because Georgia is the only SEC school that has, like, good-looking women.
But I'm very...
Oh, wow. Hot take from Dan.
I don't know
at,
about
that's
that.
That's @Dan_Register on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. Ole Miss has some babes.
I think they all do.
They yeah. all probably do.
Okay,
but
Ole Miss is up there, too. And Tennessee.
Bama,
but nobody else.
Too.
Nobody else.
Vandy, you never hear about.
But Arizona
Vandy,
has
well,
the best
Vandy's
looking
an engineering school.
Arizona has the best looking girls in the country.
Yeah, so you just go Arizona or ASU.
But I'll say this about Arizona girls, and this is judgmental. It might even be considered sexist in some circles. But there is a very small window for that to capitalize on that Arizona hotness, because you get to about 26 years old, becomes two. There's two the too much plastic surgery has taken place. There's like the lips and shit. And then all of a sudden, you know, these girls that are around 30 that they still live in Tempe and all the surrounding college town areas. And
Phoenix
what's the
is
big one? What's the big one? Scottsdale?
Yeah, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe.
Chicks start to
it's
get.
All in the same area.
It's a little bit like. It's weird. It's like LA. Their faces get all fucked up.
Huh.
It's a big young
professional
town. They
got that fucked
though.
Up face thing going on.
Which I should say about the dudes there are just awful, too. They're just douchebags.
It's like full-time Vegas.
Which is fine. I'm probably a douchebag. But no, it is. It's very... It's douchey as fuck, man. It's like... Dylan, you remember Texas State's culture when you were there?
It was
when
trash.
When it was at the height of metrosexuality?
It was trash.
Where we were like the normal dudes and the whole rest of the campus was wearing affliction tees and like tanning and working out.
Yep.
And we just made fun of everybody.
They had frosted tips.
It was back when you could call people the
F-word,
the gay slur that you can't say anymore. And we just did that all day long. Or I didn't, but and I'm sure you didn't either.
No,
but,
I didn't
you know,
either.
Some people did. Anyway, that's what Arizona reminds me of. That they've captured that and held on to it. There's no affliction anymore, obviously, but they look
like the guys there still have like the fake diamond stud earrings.
They're just
all
douchebags.
They all do.
But the women.
Women.
But the women in that window, again, you don't want to be there at like 35. Well, unless you're a dude and you're hunting for like the young. You know, living the scumbag life.
Yeah.
I guess another good thing about going to USC would be, like, you're kind of in driving distance of Vegas.
Mm. No, that would be a bad thing. That's a negative. That's a bad thing. That, at least for me, I don't have self-control for that
like,
type
Mike
of thing.
Mike has got something to
you're
say.
You're not going to play at UNLV.
I think I'd like to go to Florida State because I could play in the ACC,
pressure.
And there's only, like, one tough game a year. So I know I'm not going to get hurt unless Clemson murders me.
That's not true.
Also,
and there
your coach
tons
has
of hot babes.
His dream job.
Oh, you know what? Clemson's another one I would consider.
Clemson's a good one, too. But I hate Dabo Sweeney. I could never play for that guy.
I like him.
I like Dabo.
Why do you hate Dabo?
I don't like how overly religious he is, and I just think he's a self-important douche.
God, my God.
But he's done a great job. I'm not saying he isn't a
Clemson's
good coach.
I
just
Clemson's
don't like the guy,
tight
okay?
School.
Dabo's belief in God upsets Micah.
Clemson feels like they belong in the SEC, though, to me.
A little
they're
bit.
In South Carolina.
I'm very like I'm a beach guy. I love beaches, and I know everybody loves going to the beach, but like I like it more than most people.
Me too.
I would want to be at a school where I have beach access,
kind of by water.
Yeah. Like USC works for those purposes.
Yeah, the beaches in California kind of suck though.
They're not great. Well, they're fucked, dude. They're a lot better than the ones we have in Texas.
Well, yeah, ours are garbage.
But you know what else is better than going to the beach in Texas is taking a shit on the ground and then standing in it. And that's pretty much like going to Galveston.
It's a little different, but I see what you mean.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Plus snakes.
The sand in Galveston. The sand in Galveston actually hurts your feet more than soft poop.
It's like 120% human feces that's been hardened, and then if you get into the water, like if you put on goggles and closed your eyes and went under the water, it's just you can't see more than like a foot, and it's just 1,000 jellyfish surrounding you, and that's Galveston.
You're not supposed to submerge yourself in that water. I don't go swimming there.
You can't even go in the water anymore.
I'll go ankle deep. Just to say I touched it, and then I'm out.
I'm sorry to anybody in Galveston and from Galvey, but that beach is just trash. Really is. What was that phone call about?
It was about where would you play quarterback at.
Oh, and yeah. I think did we decide?
We decided. There's
we
a bunch
decided
of,
Dane wants a
bunch of factors. I want to just
Dane
yeah.
wants low pressure, cush, hook up with chicks, and get high.
I would say it would be fun as hell to go be the quarterback at Colorado and, like, start a game on acid or something.
No,
just you know what I mean?
Like at least an edible.
Just become a legend.
This guy says, I think he said if you're the number one quarterback recruit in the country. So you have, like, legit, like, aspirations.
Anywhere you want. Well, okay. Maybe you,
know what I'm
you do.
Well, you can go wherever you go. You could potentially be an NFL draft
Not
pick.
If you play on acid, Dan. Not if you play on acid.
You know,
that was Ross's idea.
Come on, man. That one guy in Major League
game.
Baseball
threw
a perfect game on acid. What was his name?
The guy for the Pirates.
What?
Hold on. I'm looking
at
it.
There's a
Doc Ellis threw a perfect game on the back end of an acid trip. There's a Netflix documentary about
it. He's on the back end of it, though. He was fine. He was coming down.
47 years ago. Doc Ellis.
Different time.
Crazy. Man.
But, yeah, those are the factors that what else would you factor in when it comes to your decision?
Again, I think the big thing for me is like it's
I want an offense so I can sling it.
But it's your approach. Are you trying to make it to the NFL?
Yeah,
or
I want
you
talent around me. I want an offense where I can throw it.
You going pro style offense?
Maybe pro. Well, I mean, there. Are, I don't know how many pro style offenses there are in college these days. But
Michigan.
I want to throw it around.
Ball.
Yeah, there's some
maybe
schools
Michigan.
That run.
That's another good one.
That is a good option.
Yeah.
If TV you're trying 12. To go
it's
pro
too cold.
As a quarterback,
TB12 went.
There. I don't want to be above the Mason Dixon line. It's too cold.
I like it, Cole.
Yeah, I just want to be by the beach. I'm going to go USC. I'm going to leave it at that.
I think Arizona's the pick.
USC's a good one.
Mm. Be a Wildcat.
Anyway, yeah. I think we answered that one.
That was it. 800-392-6344 is our hotline number. Give us some more theoreticals like that. I like that question.
That was fun.
It was a good way to end the pod, you know? If you would, please go on iTunes and leave us a review. Write about what you liked about this week's show. What you'd like to see more of.
Yeah, and go check out the Ross Bolin podcast, too.
Oh, yeah, I have a podcast called the Ross Bolin Podcast.
There's a segue in there about me. Well, kind of about me. My name's in it.
It's about how you're trash.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's on Grand X Labs. Subscribe to Grand X Labs on iTunes and check that thing out.
Also, I didn't mean that. All you SEC girls, you're all beautiful. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
you're
just backtracking now.
Yep.
Running in reverse. Any shouts, Dylan?
Oh, I was supposed to have shouts this week, wasn't
God
I? You called
damn,
me out.
Come on, man.
Come back to me. Let's do Dan first.
God. Unbelievable.
Shouts to bowl season. Can't wait.
Did we figure out when it starts?
December 16th.
That's not far away at all.
Mm-mm.
Some would say it's close.
We can gamble on a game every day. Maybe two.
I need bowl season because if I have to bet on any more college basketball, this is going to get ugly.
You got Valparaiso tonight?
Parezo.
I think we were talking off mic.
Plus 16.
I'm betting on like Grand Valley State games and shit.
No,
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
You have a sickness.
Who the fuck's betting on Grand Canyon?
I had Grand Canyon plus 6 the other night.
There's a school called Grand Canyon?
And they didn't cover.
So shocking.
Yeah, I don't even remember who they were playing. I wasn't even watching the game. I was watching it on on GameCast on my phone.
That's a dark place that you were in.
It's the bottom of the deep end of the degeneracy pool. And that's where I'm at now. I need bowl season because at least I know a little bit about college football, more than I do about college basketball. Out of any sport, I think I'm least knowledgeable about college basketball. I don't even understand what the fuck is going on half the time.
I mean, you can bet on NBA games, but something like last night could happen very easily where the Mavericks hit a useless shot that covers the spread.
Dude, they were like an 8-point dog at home, though. A lot of people had the Mavs.
They were down 10.
That was brutal. Did you see the fucking video of the guy who's right behind the bench?
Yeah, he was wearing the Goodell shirt.
He was wearing the Barstool Goodell shirt.
Yeah.
And they hit that three, and everybody else in the stadium is fucking celebrating because the game is over, and he just drops It was so awesome.
It's
man.
Like a Boston fan crumbling. Yeah, but they only won by seven.
Yeah, so I think SVP pointed it out on Sports.
The only person hilarious. I saw.
Yeah, bad. That's a bad beat right there, son. But you gotta hold that. You gotta hold that emotion in. It was the greatest sports gambling reaction on live TV that I've ever seen in a meaningless game between the Mavs and Celtics.
It crumpled him.
Yeah, he dropped. Fucking great. Shouts to that guy. That's my shout for the week. Check out manoutfitters.com. Use the code UNDERBOY. Get 15% off any order of $150 or more with free shipping. That's big. Free shipping, baby. I think if you order between now and December, like 13th or 16th, I think it's the 13th, Micah, is it? 13th? You get guaranteed Christmas delivery still. So check out manoutfitters.com. Do some gift shopping for your brothers, your uncles, your pops. Get your dad some presents, man.
Get your grandfather something.
Your grandpa. Buy your grandpa a watch. You know? I don't know what. That just seems like a good grandpa gift.
Get him some button downs. He needs some new ones.
Subscribe. 5 stars. Write a review. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow me on all social media at WR Bolin. Follow Dan.
Dan underscore Jester on Twitter. Dan Jester on Instagram and Snapchat.
And Dylan Chivery.
D Chivery. C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E.
Did we even address that you got that segment finally ran on NFL Network and that they put your handle up wrong?
Did we talk about that?
I don't think we did.
We talked about him being on NFL Network.
We did.
I don't think we
they got my
about
handle wrong. Yeah,
yeah. They put Dylan was on NFL Network talking about what the greatest runs of all time.
Yeah, which I have a lot of business talking about, by the way.
It just hung over his shit.
Oh yeah.
And they got you up on the TV screen. They finally ran the segment.
My name was spelled correctly.
And your name spelled right, which is a miracle.
Right.
But then right underneath it, it said at what did it
D C H H, and then the rest was spelled correctly. They threw an extra H in there.
Shivery.
What's the run you were describing?
I did a couple. One of them was the longest one of all time, which was a Tony Dorsett run, which is like 99.5 yards, basically. And then I described the like basic characteristics that make up a great run, and that's my two parts that made air.
I bet it was riveting television. I can't wait to find it.
A lot of people were gassing me up, saying I was looking like a snack. So I appreciate all you guys.
Yeah, just that's what we need. You getting gassed up?
You didn't gas me up.
No, I didn't.
You need to start. You need to gas me up more.
We'll be back on Monday to talk about all this weekend's action. Good luck betting this weekend.
Go Army.
Good luck to me and Dan.
Go Saints.
I'll good chase luck. Army with you.
Good luck to Bitcoin. Shout out to Bitcoin. There's my
shout. Shout to Bitcoin.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm all in.
You're not all in.
I'm all the way in.
All right. Goodbye.
We get paid tomorrow. More Bitcoin.
Boop.